think right now, I think it's not a big deal for the older guys because their game plans are very watered down. So it's, you know, the very base plays of what we run. But again, the longer you're here, the better you understand it, and the easier it is for you. So I think just the years we've all accumulated and been here, it's helping out.
Jordy, obviously with the Raiders, sorry if you already didn't ask this, but with the Raiders coming to town, that means James Jones will be back. What do you appreciate and miss most maybe about having him around here?
A lot of things. One, just his personality. He's a guy that always kept it light in the meeting rooms, light in the locker room. Accountability. He's a guy that took everything to heart. I mean, he felt like he could have made every play out there, even if it was almost impossible. You know, he held himself to that standard, and which raised everyone else in our room. So I'm a little disappointed. I was going to try to make it down and have dinner with him, Thursday night, but they get in late, so won't be able to do that. So we'll just have to see him on the field. And they say, man, his family. I mean, his wife and my wife got to know each other and miss his kids. So part of the game, but we're excited to see him. Watching some film, it's weird to see Charles out there playing safety. So it could be interesting.
I suppose Charles Woodson will have something to say before the snap.
I would be surprised unless he's different. I've never gone against him in a game situation, but when he was here, he didn't talk that much. So I think he'll be out there about business. It's a preseason game, and but he'll be out there about business and solely. So it'll be a good time.
Charles?
Again, a guy who didn't talk that much, but the way he worked at it and was a true professional. I remember years ago when he was banged up a little bit and never practiced, but played every game and made plays, and just the way he watched the film. And I think that might be more for the defensive guys, but just the way he prepared and, you know, competed in practice, I think it's something that you really saw.
Aaron was talking about that there's a playbook that's, you know, on your iPad, and there's a playbook like the way he runs it. Or the way that you guys run as the number one offense. What does he mean by that?
I think that goes for every offensive offense with you. I mean, we see a picture in a playbook, and it has lines drawn, but then there's the way he wants it done, the way we want it done, that, you know, is certain ways for certain coverages. So there's paper routes, and then there's routes. And you got to learn to run the routes the way, like you said, that he wants it because he's a quarterback, but also the way we've ran it in the past here. And I think it just takes time to adjust, and it's nothing different than anyone else has gone through on any other team. But there's just little nuances that we have tweaked that is hard to draw up on a piece of paper.
What's the learning curve like for a guy like Devontae or the younger guys to pick that up, I guess?
It takes a little while, and it just takes reps. That's why the off-season training camp is so important for them. I think they're doing a good job. Like I said, they know the plays when you ask them a play and what it is in the book, but then it's verse cover three, Tampa, to whatever it is. You know, they're all a little bit varied. So it's something that they just, you know, it's reps and paying attention in meetings when Aaron might be correcting, or EB, or one of us older guys might be correcting a different receiver, that you're taking that mental note of writing it down, and that way we don't have to correct you too, that you can learn off other people's mistakes.
Jordy, if things hold true to form as they have in the past, there's a chance that a lot of the starters aren't going to play at all in the final game. So what do you need to get accomplished in however long you're out there on Friday?
I think same as last week, just execute. Something I think we did very well last week. We'll probably be out there for a little bit longer. Execute, and I think number one is get out the field healthy. We have a goal, and that's week one, and I think we'll make sure we get prepared for that. But we got to execute, get better, and like you said, give some more guys some opportunities. But I think walk out the field healthy is number one.